Shalom Aleichem Avoisai, Shalom from Yerushalayim Ira Kodesh. Be'ezer Hashem Yisborach, we are continuing on to the second part of the second topic of Parashat Bechukosai, the klolos that Am Yisrael will get if they don't keep the Torah and Mitzvot. Perek Chovov, Posuk Chov Zayin. Ve'im bezois lo yisishme'u li v'alachtem imi bekeri. And if, even after all these punishments, you will still not listen to me to keep the Torah and the Mitzvot, and you will go with me in a keri fashion, Rashi told us above, tupshotim in the word keri, either miloshen mikre, you will not be steadfast with me on a permanent basis. Rather, yavodas Hashem is in a temporary fashion, not consistent. Or, a second pshat, you will hold back from keeping the Torah and the Mitzvot. והולכתי מוכם בחמאס קרי, ויסרתי אסכם אף עוני, שבע על חוטוסיכם. I too will go with you with anger, and also with a קרי fashion, the two pshotim. Either I will not be consistent in my ashgocha over you, or I will completely hold it back from being mashgiach over you. And I will punish you seven punishments, connected the seven chatoim that you did, that we discussed at the beginning of the klolos. Out of the tremendous hunger and famine, you will end up eating the flesh of your own children. I will destroy your bomois. Rashi tells us this means the towers and the fancy mansions. And I will destroy the chamoneichem, that's the avodah zarah, that they would put on top of their roofs, open to the sun. That's where they refer to chamoneichem, the root is chamo. Being that the bomos will be destroyed, everything on the roof will come tumbling down also. And you will die of starvation, of hunger, and your dead corpses will fall on your avodah zarah, that you'll be kissing as you're dying. And I will be disgusted with you. Says Rashi, "Bamoiseichem migdolim, towers ubichoniyos, mansions. Chamoneichem min avodizor, shemamidim al agagoyis, they would put it on the roof, exposed to the sun. Val shem shemamidim achamo, kohen chamonim. Venosatiyes pigreichem tfuchei rov hoyu, they were bloated from hunger. Umitzinir osom mechikom umenashki moisom, and as they're dying, they would take their avodizoros out of their pockets and kiss them. Ukreisu nivkas." And his stomach would burst open out of hunger, and he would fall dead on his avodah zarah. The goalo nafshi eschem ze siluk shchino. Hakadosh Baruch Hu will leave us. Posuk lamed ale v'nosati es orichem chorbo v'hashimo isi es mikdeshichem v'lo yoriach bereach nichoichachem. And your cities will be destroyed. Not even passerbyers will pass by. And the Beis HaMikdash will be desolate. Nobody will come. And even the korbanos you do bring will not be accepted. I will not smell them. Says Rashi, you may have thought it will be destroyed from inhabitants that I know already. From the next Pasuk Lamed Beis. I will make the land desolate. There are no inhabitants. In our pasuk, even me'oivel v'shov, not even passerby will pass by. You may think that this is referring that the Beis HaMikdash will be desolate from korbanos. That can't be, because the end of the pasuk says, that's telling us that there is korbanos. I just won't accept it. Must be min agdudios, which means shayoroi shel Yisrael, groups of Am Yisrael, shayu miskadchos v'nuados lavosham, that they would prepare themselves to come to the Beis Hamikdash. They won't. They won't be able to make it. Hari sheva puronios. Rashi is going to make the count of seven punishments. Keneged the seven chatoim. Achilas besar bonim uvonois v'hashmoras bomois. Those are the first two. But Krizas Chamonim, which seems to be the third, in Kanpuronios, that's not counted as a punishment. Why, says Rashi? Because Elo al de Hashmodas Habironios, Yiplu Chamonim Sheberosh Gagois Vikosu. It's not that Hashem was out to destroy the Chamonim. Hashem destroyed the Bomois, which Rashi told us means bironios, the fancy mansions. And where do they put these avodah zarah? On the rooftops. So mamila, they came tumbling down and they broke. It's interesting why Rashi had to come onto that. That's why it's not counted, because it came mimela agav something else. Lule divrei Rashi, I would have said that's not called a puronus, because the destruction of avodah zarah is actually a good thing. But Rashi said otherwise. The nasati es pigrichem al pigrei giluleichem arei sholosh siluk shchino arba churban orim shmo min mikdosh min agdudiyos v'lo yoruach korbonos harei sheva. Posuk lamed beis v'ashim oisi anies ha'oret v'shomamu oleho oiveichem ayoyishevim bo. And I will make the land desolate. You'll all go into golus. And here's a bit of good news. When your enemies will come and live in Eretz Yisrael, they will also be desolate, because the land, Eretz Yisrael, will not give its produce to the enemies that don't belong here. Says Rashi, Vashi Moitzi Yenei Sa'oretz. Rashi darshaning the next word, V'shomemu Oleho Oyeveichem. Zumido Toivo L'Yisrael. This is actually a bit of good news in the midst of the Klolos. Shelo Yimtzuhu Oyvim Nachas Ruar Be'Altso. The enemies will not find a resting place in Eretz Yisrael. So long as Eretz Yisrael is desolate from its natural inhabitants, Am Yisrael, and the enemy is over here, the land doesn't give forth its fruit. And even when you go into Golus, you may have thought that you'll have the comfort, at least being together. You won't even have that, because I will scatter you among the nations, and I will empty out the pocket in which the sword goes into, whatever that kli is called, that you put the sword into. I will empty it out, namely the sword will be outside of it, being used by the enemy. And your land will be desolate, and your cities will be destroyed. Says Rashi, Veschem Ezor Abagoyim, Zumido Kosho. Shebeshor Shebnei Amadina Goyim Lemokom Echon. So long as the people go together into Golus, Roin Zeze, Umishnachamim, they're comforted at least by being together. But V'Yisroel Nizrukava Mizre, they were scattered like when you scatter grain into the wind to separate the kernels from the chaff. They don't stick together, they scatter in the wind. I will empty out. Rashi is bothered by how do you empty out a sword. So Rashi has to say, when you take out the sword, nadon is that kli that you put the cherev inside. So the nadon is emptied out. That's the pshat. The sword that will go after you will not return quickly. Like when you empty water out of a bottle, it's not going to go back to the bottle. So according to the Drash, the Vahari Koisi is referring to the moshel of the water being emptied out of the bottle. You will not come back so quickly. Rashi is explaining the flow of the pasuk, being that you will not come back quickly, it will seem to you that your cities are completely destroyed. If a person goes into Golos from his house, from his vineyard, from his city, but he's intending on coming back, in his mind, his vineyard and house are not considered destroyed. But if it's going to be a long time, in his mind, it's considered destroyed. Kach shnuya b'teras kuyani. Posuk lamed dalet, o tirtze ha'oretz el shabes oiseho, kol yemei oshamo v'atem be'eretz oiveichem, o tishbas ha'oretz v'irtzos es shabes oiseho. The way I'm going to explain this posuk seems to me does not fit into Rashi, because I don't understand how Rashi learned this posuk. The posuk says, when you go into Golus, the land will be appeased from the Shemitahs that you did not keep while you were here. So long as it is desolate from you while you're in the lands of your enemies, the lands will rest its resting years that it didn't rest, and then it will be appeased from all the Shabbosos, the Shemitos that you did not keep on it. Says Rashi, Tirtze, Tefayes is Kaz Hamokoim, Shekoas al Shemitos Seho, Virtzos Lamelech is Shabbosos Seho. Rashi's bringing in that who is being appeased over here? Not the land, rather, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even though the Hashem is not mentioned in the Pasuk. And it sounds like the way Rashi is learning is that the land is appeasing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even though the land didn't do anything wrong, it was Am Yisrael that wronged HaKadosh Baruch Hu by not keeping Shemitah. The bottom line is, it's not clear to me how Rashi is learning Pshat in the Pasuk. But it's clear that Rashi is sticking in HaKadosh Baruch Hu into the Pasuk, that it's the land that's appeasing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Pasuk Lamed Hei, Kol Yimei Hoshamot Ishbois, Eis Asher, Lo Yishov Eso, B'Shabbos Yisechem, B'Shivdechem Oleho. So long as the land will be desolate from you being there, because you're not there anymore, you're going to be in Golus, by the Goyim, then it will rest all those years, all the Shemitahs that it didn't rest while you were dwelling there. Says Rashi, Kol Yimei Hoshamo, Loshen Hei Osois, what was done to the land, it was put into being desolate. Umem Dogesh B'mokom Kefel Shmomo. The word for desolate is Shmomo, a double mem. That's why this Hoshamo has a Dogesh and a mem. Sometimes a Dogesh and a letter means that it's Kilu doubled over. The next Rashi is going to make the Cheshbon how the 70 years of Golus Bovel atoned for the 70 Shmitois and Yovlois that were not kept by Am Yisrael. In order to understand the following Rashi, I'm asking you to pause this recording and get yourself a pen and paper and write down the following short history lesson. Not everything I'm about to say is relevant to Rashi, but I figured I'll use the opportunity to give a quick history lesson on the 850 years from Am Yisrael, from coming into Eretz Yisrael, until they were thrown out by Golus Bovel. So firstly, let's divide these 850 years into two parts. Pre-Beis HaMikdash, namely before the Beis HaMikdash was built, and after the Beis HaMikdash was built. From the time they came into the land, Yeshua ben Nun brought them in, until the Beis HaMikdash was built, 440 years passed. And then Bayis Rishon stood for a total of 410 years, a total of 850 years. Now let's go to the first segment, the first 440 years. Let's divide that into three parts. The first 14 years when Yeshua ben Nun brought them into Eretz Yisrael, and the Mishkan was temporarily located in a place called Gilgal, and that's when Am Yisrael conquered and divided Eretz Yisrael. The next 369 years, from the days of Yeshua ben Nun until throughout Sefer Shoftim, until the beginning of Sefer Shmuel, Eli HaKohen was the last Shoifet, the last Kohen Godoil, while the Mishkan was still in Shiloh. That is 369 years. The remaining 57 years until the Beis HaMikdash was built, namely the years between Churban Shiloh and Binyan Beis HaMikdash, Shmuel HaNovi led Am Yisrael for the first 11 years, and then in that 11th year he overlapped with Shaul HaMelech, and then Shaul HaMelech reigned for 2 years, which brings us to a total of 13 years from Churban Shiloh. And then David HaMelech was a king for 40 years, and Shlomo HaMelech for another 4 years, and then he built the Beis HaMikdash, and then he was a king for another 36 years after that. Now let's go to the second half. 410 years that the Beis HaMikdash stood. These 410 years could be divided into three parts. The first 36 years, the remainder of Shlomo HaMelech's Melucha, Am Yisrael was unified. But then the Melucha split between Malchus Yehuda, Rechavam took over, and Malchus Aseret HaShvatim, which Yerovam and Nevot started them off. That split went on for the next 241 years, until the last king of Malchus Yisrael, Hoshea ben Elo, and that happened at the Tkufa of Chizkiyo HaMelech, Melech Yehuda. That's when Sancheirim Melech Ashur took the Aseret HaShvatim into Golus. So the middle period is 240 years when there were two Meluchas in Am Yisrael. And then the remaining 133 years until the Chum Beis HaMikdash, there was only Malchus Yehuda, as the Aseret HaShvatim were taken into Golus. Now let's see Rashi. Asher lo yishoveso, 70 shana shel Golus Bovel, ein hoyu keneged 70 shnois HaShmita v'Yovel, shehoyu b'shonim sheichisu Yisrael be'artom lefnei HaMokoyim. 70 years of Golus keneged the 70 Shmitas and Yovloi that were not kept by Am Yisrael. For how many years out of these 850 years was Am Yisrael not listening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Says Rashi, Alba Mois v'shloishim v'sheish shana, 436 years. What's the cheshbon? Shloish Mois v'tishim hoyu shnei avoinom mishenichnusu la'oretz ad shegolu aseres ha'shvotim. 390 of those years took place from when we entered Eretz Yisrael until Golus aseres ha'shvotim. Now those years were not consecutive years. Some of those years happened during the Tkufa of the Shoiftim. And when you read through Sefer Shoiftim, you will see that Am Yisrael went down and went up, went down, went up, went down, went up. They were with Avei Zoreh, Kadosh Baruch Hu sent them in the hands of the enemy, and then a Shoivit came and saved them, and then back down and back up. If you count all the downs over there, you'll end up with a total of 151 years. This is the cheshbon Rashi makes in Sefer Yechezkel, Perek Dalet Posuk Hei. So those years were not continuous. And then the remaining 239 years were from the beginning of the Malchi Yisrael, from Yerovam and Nevot, through the end of Hoshea ben Elo. Although I said before 241 years, some years overlap, Rashi makes the cheshbon, it's 239 years. 151 plus 239 equals total 139. And then we have to get to 436. We're missing another 46 years. Says Rashi, Bnei Yehuda ichisu lefonov arboim shono mishegolu aseres ha'shvotim ad chov Yerushalayim. Out of the 133 years left for only Malchi Yehuda, 40 years of those, Rashi will soon tell us, 46 years of those, until the Chulban, they had Rishoyim as kings. The other kings were Tzadikim, Chizkiyo HaMelech, Yoshiyo HaMelech, parts of Menashe HaMelech. And then the nation was keeping the Torah and the mitzvahs. But for 40 or 46 years during that time, they were not keeping the mitzvahs. Ushnem Abi Yechezkel. Hashem told Yechezkel Anovi, Ve'at oshchav al tzidcho ha'smoli, shloish moish ve'tishim shono. Hashem told Yechezkel to lie on his left side for 390 days. And then, V'chileisu esayile v'shochav to al tzidcho ha'yemoni, on your right side, shenis. V'nososo esavoyin beis yudo al boim yoy. Lie on your right side for 40 days. Those 390 days and 40 days is keneged the 390 years that Am Yisrael did not keep the Torah and the mitzvahs, and the 40 years that Malchus Yehuda did not keep the mitzvahs. Unevuazu nemro liyechezkel b'shanah ha'chamishit legolus ha'melech Yoyachim. This nevuah was said in the fifth year since Am Yisrael went into Golus Yoyachim. He went into Golus 11 years before the Churban. 5 years into that Golus, we're holding 6 years left to the Churban. Void also sheish shonim ad Golus Hidkiyo. Another 6 years of Rishus that they didn't keep the Torah and the Mitzvahs until the Churban Beis HaMikdash in the days of Tzidkiyo. Hari Aboyim v'sheish, a sum total of 46. Which brings us 390 plus 46 is 436 years that Am Yisrael did not keep the Torah and the Mitzvahs. There should be more because Menashe was a Melech Rosho and he reigned for 55 years. And for 33 years he was okay. The Cholshnois Rishoy is only Esrim Vishtaim. As the Gemara in Sanhedrin tells us. Vishal Omoin, Menashe's son, was a Rosho Shtaim. And then afterwards came Yoshio Melech, he was a Tzaddik. And after him, Vachas Israeli Hoyokim, 11 years, he was a Rosho. Ukeneged on Tzidkiyo, another 11 years, another Rosho. So we have 22 plus 2 is 24, plus 11 plus 11, a total of 46. Now, how many years of Shemitah and Yovel were not kept during those 436 years? Say Vachashri Meke Cheshmen La'abam Yoish Shloishim V'Sheish Shono Shemitin V'Yovel L'Shevohem. Behem 16 le'meyo. There are 16 years that you're not allowed to work the land for every 100 years. How is that? There are 14 shmitois and 2 yovlois in every 100 years. Every 50 years is a yovel with 7 shmitois and 1 yovel. So every 100 years is 14 shmitin and 2 yovlois. How much is 16 times 4? 64. And then how many years do we have left? How many shmitois are in 36 years? 5 shmitois. That brings us to a total of 69. Why are they going to Golus for 70 years? Rashi's answering this problem. I don't know how. It says explicitly that those 70 years of Golus Bovel, for more details of this cheshbon, take a look at Rashi, Sefer Yechezkel, Perek Dalid, Psukim Hei, and Vov. Posuk Lamed Vov, Vehanish Orim Bochem, Vehivesi Moirech, Bilvavom, Vartzois Oidehem, Verodav Oisom, Koil Ole Nidov, Venosu, Menusas Cherev, Venofelu, Vein Roidev. And those that will be left among you, I will bring a fear, a constant fear in their hearts, in the lands of their enemies. And they'll be so scared, even one leaf knocking against the other. They'll be running away as if they're being chased by enemies with swords. And then they'll end up collapsing with nobody chasing them. Says Rashi Vevesi Moirech, Pachad Verach Levov, fear and a soft heart. Mem Shel Moirech Yesoid Noifalu. Although the root of the word moirech is mem resh chof, but you will find sometimes a word without one of the key letters, like the word rach comes from moirech. For example, kamoi mem shel moyed v'shel moikesh. Those are key letters in the word. Nevertheless, we find the word moyed, which means time, without the word mem. The word ad, the word voed, same thing with moikesh. We find the word yokush. They're going to be running away as if somebody wants to kill them, is chasing them. The wind knocks one leaf against the other. It gives off a very slight sound, and that will scare them. Shokif means loshen chavoto. One hits the other. Shdufo is kodim, Targum says, kifan kidum, when the wind knocks the grain. Loshen mashkoif, the top of the door post, she mokom chavotas adeles, where the door hits against. Pchein Targum is chabug, is also mashkoif, and someone gets a wound, something hit him. Posuk lamed zayin, vechoshelu, ish beochim, vekemi pnei cherev, veroideif oyin, velo yisihi elochem, tekumo, lifnei oyveichem. And as they're running away frantically from nobody chasing them, they'll be bumping into each other and knocking each other over, even though nobody chasing them. And you will have no tekuma. Tekuma means to rise up. You won't be able to get up from your enemies. Says Rashi, v'choshlu ish be'ochi, v'kishe yorutsu lonus, yikoshlu zeboze, they'll bump into each other. Ki bo alu lorus, they're running frantically. Ki mipnei cherev ki ilu, boyuchi mipnei oroitfim. They're constantly in fear. They think somebody chasing them. Not referring to literally knocking into each other, rather spiritually. Each one is nichshal, is held responsible for the aviris of his brothers. We're all connected. Posuk lamenches va'avadtem ba'goyim ve'ochelo eschem eretz oyveichem. You'll be lost among the goyim because you're going to be scattered. You won't know where each other are. And you will end up dying in golus. Says Rashi, va'avadtem ba'goyim kshetiu pezurim, scattered, tiu avurim zemezeh, you're lost to each other. Ve'ochelo eschem elu hameisim ba'goylo. Posuk lametes v'anishorim bochem yimaku v'avoinom v'artzuis uivichem v'avoinois avoisom itom yimoku. And those that will be left over will melt as a result of their aveirois. They'll melt away in the lands of their enemies. And if they continue on with their fathers and grandfathers' avelos, they will suffer the consequences of the previous generation's avelos also. Says Rashi, "Avoinos avoisom itom, kishe avoinos avoisom itom, kishe yuchazimasi avoisem beyadem." Where they continue the avelos of their ancestors, yimakulosh namoso to melt away, kamo yimasu v'kamoyu timakno b'chayreim no maku chaburoisoi. Posuk me mevehis vadues avoinom meves avoin avoisom mebemalom ashomu alubi ve'af asheroluchuimi bekeri. But eventually they will realize what's causing them all these sorrows, and they will be misvade. They will say vidui on their aveirois and aveirois of their ancestors for the betrayal that they betrayed me, and they went with me in a keri type of fashion, either temporary and not consistent, or they held back from avodas Hashem. But vidui is not enough. You also need aziva sachet. And if you don't stop doing that aveiros, afani eleichimom bebekeri veivesi oisom beeretz oivehem oyoz ikona levavom heoreil veoz yirtzu es avoinom. If they continue not keeping the Torah and the mitzvahs, I will also go with them in a keri way, inconsistent, and holding back my shefa, and I will bring them into the lands of their enemies. Oy oz yikona levovom ha'orel. Rashi has two pshatim in the word oy. Pshat number one, it's connected to the next pasuk, and the word oy over here means im. If then, if their stubborn heart will be subservient, will be nichma to me, and they will appease me for their aveiros, then pasuk membeis v'sochalti es bris Yaakov. I will remember my bris with the Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov. Or pshat number two, the word oyu means ulai. If I bring them into golus, maybe then their heart will break and they will be subservient and be nichna to me and do tshuva for their aveiros. Says Rashi, ve'vesi oisom, ani be'atzmi aviem. I personally will bring him into golus. This is actually some good news. Zomida toivoli Yisrael shelo yu oimrim hoil v'golinu bein omois nase kemaseyem. So Am Yisrael should not say, hey, once we went into Golus, so let's just be like the Goyim. Ani eini manichom, I will not let them do that. Elomami daniyes nevi'ai, umachzirom oisim letachas knofai. I will send Nevi'im to bring them back. Shenemal, this is what Am Yisrael told Yechezkel Anovi in Kapitel Chof. If we went to the Golus, like the Gemara Sanhedrin says, a woman that her husband divorced her, a master that freed his eved, the Eved doesn't owe anything to the master. The woman doesn't owe anything to the husband. Says Yechezkel Anovi, but that's not what happened. I never divorced you, I never freed you. We're just separated. This is a Catholic marriage. There's no way out of this. You are tied to me. Lenetzach nitzachim. Which means, im ozi kona, then the next pasuk. That's the first pshat. Loshnachel ulai shemo ozi kona levovo. Vozirtzu avoinom yechapru al avoinom biyisureyem. They'll be mechaper on their aveiros with the yisurim that they got. I'm not sure if Rashi is translating the word yirtzu as to be mechaper, or just from the context. But the word yiltzu literally means to appease. They will appease me. I will be appeased from their aveiros through the yisurim. Posuk membeis v'zochalti es brisi Yaakov, ve'af es brisi Yitzchok, ve'af es brisi Avrohom ezkor, ve'oretz ezkor. Then I will remember the covenant that I made with Yaakov and with Yitzchok and with Avram and with Eretz Yisrael. Says Rashi, v'zochaldez brise Yaakov. Yaakov is spelled in a funny way, with a vav. It's never spelled with a vav. Says Rashi, b'chamisha mekoimois throughout Tanakh, nichtav mole. Ve'ilio, referring to Eliyahu Anovi, choser b'chamisha mekoimois, five times throughout Tanakh, it's written Eliyo without the vav. What's the pshat? Yaakov notal ois mishmoi shel Eliyahu erovoin, sheyovo yivaser gulas bonov. Yaakov Avinu kavyochel took a collateral from a Eliyahu's name. He took the vav until Eliyahu Anovi comes and tells Am Yisrael that Mashiach is on his way. Why are they mentioned backwards? Yaakov Yitzchok Avram. Kloima. Kedayu Yaakov Akotun Lekach. Bemez Yaakov Zchuyos, even though he's the smallest of the Avos, it's enough that I should remember the covenant. Vim Einu Kedai, if he's not worth it enough, Hare Yitzchok Imoi, Vim Einu Kedai, Hare Avram Imoi, Shehu Kedai, all three of them together for sure are worth to keep my covenant.
Notice it says Zochalti Brisi Yaakov. Avraham is koyr, Oretz is koyr,
but there's no word Zechira by Yitzchok. And Vadrashi Yitzchok doesn't need to be remembered. Elo Afroy Shel Yitzchok Nira Lefonai Tzovur Umunach Al Hamizbeach. The ashes from the Akedas Yitzchok, when Avraham Avinu shechted and burnt the ayil, instead of Yitzchok, those ashes are sitting in front of Hashem. So he doesn't need a reminder. It's right there.
Posuk mem gimel ve'ha'oretz yozev mehem ve'siretz etz shabes oiseho bo'shamo mehem ve'heimirtzu etz avinom ya'anu ve'ya'an be'mishpotai mo'osu be'zchukoisai go'alo nafshom.
And the land Eretz Yisrael will be taken away from them, and then it will be appeased from the shmitois that were not kept. All this while Am Yisrael is desolate. Eretz Yisrael is desolate from Am Yisrael. They're not there. And Am Yisrael will be mechaper on their aveiros while they're in Golus, through the Golus. All this, why did it happen to them? Ya'anu ve'ya'an, all this is because b'mishpotai mo'osu. They were disgusted by keeping the mitzvahs. Ve'ezchu koisai go'alo nafshom. They were disgusted by keeping my chukim. Says Rashi, Ya'anu ve'yan, gmul uvigmul, a result of, a payback, asher b'mishpotai mo'osu. What's the double lotion of ya'anu ve'yan? I don't know.
Posuk mem dalet ve'av gamzois, pihi oisom, be'eretz oiveihem, lo'y me'astim ve'lo'y galtim lecha lo'isom, lo'fer b'risi itom, ki ani adonoi Eloiheihem.
But even while they're getting all these punishments in Golus, I have never been disgusted with them so much so to completely destroy them and to nullify my covenant with them, because I am Hashem their God forever.
Says Rashi, Ve'av gam zois, Ve'af, afilu ani oisei moim zois hapuronus asher omarti.
Even if I punish them, as the Pesukim mentioned, Behiyoisa meretz oiveim lo yemosem lecha loisom. I will not be disgusted to the extent that I will destroy them completely.
Ulohofer brisi asher itom. Posuk mem hei v'zochati lohem bris rishonim asher oitzeisi oisom meret mitzrayim leinei agoyim lihiyois lohem leilohim ani adonoi.
In posuk mem beis, the Pasuk mentioned HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembers the bris with Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And now HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembers the bris Rishonim, says Rashi, Shel Shvotim, that I took him out of Mitzrayim. The whole world saw it. And what was the purpose of that? To be their God. I am Hashem. I don't change. My Ratzonos don't change. I will always be their God, and they will always be my nation.
Posuk mem vav eile hachukim ve'amishpotim ve'hatoirois asher nosan adonoi beinoi uvein bnei Yisrael behar Sinai biyad Moshe.
And these are the chukim, the mishpotim, and the toirois. Rashi says toirois shebichsav and toirois shebal peh, that Hashem gave as a covenant between Himself and Am Yisrael, and all this was given at Har Sinai in the hands of Moshe.
Says Rashi, v'atoyrois, plural, achas b'chsav, v'achas b'al peh, magid shekulom nitnu l'moyshe misinai.
I'm not sure how to explain the context of this posuk right over here at the end of the klolois. How come it's not at the end of Sefer Vayikra? How is this signing off the klolois? The chukim, mishpotim, v'atoyrois, I'm not sure.
Ad kan, the second topic of parashat b'chukoisai, the klolois that Am Yisrael will get chas v'sholoim if they don't keep the Torah and the mitzvahs.